Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in, as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote? Likely will vote? May or may not vote or will not vote?
Will vote.
Definitely or likely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, then I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Robin Ficker.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
And yes, is your opinion of him very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Or neutral? Somewhat or very?
So much.
Thank you. Then we have Larry Hogan.
Not so favorable.
And would you say is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Chris Chafee.
No opinion.
Is that neutral or don't recognize?
Don't recognize.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Did you say Donald Trump?
No, this is for the Republican primary election for United States Senate.
For the Senate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, the name.
Yeah, so we have Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, and Chris Chafee, or someone else.
I have really made up my mind now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I haven't really made up my mind yet.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Do I support them helping Ukraine?
Yes. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Yes.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Yes.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is energy independence for this country.
You said independence for this country?
Energy independence for this country. Is it very important, somewhat important?
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Very important.
Job creation and economy development?
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And it's much, thank you. And it's much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference to me.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Less likely, and is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for the list is, as governor, and Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely to vote for Hogan.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to ask once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Ficker.
Thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative Republican.
Thank you. And would you say that you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or old?
50-59.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful day.
You do the same, hon.
Thank you.